Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. Online at WTK.com. We are live at the Volvic Championship here at Travis Point Country Club. And, boy, the hustle and the bustle, man, the signage. You can there's just a feeling about having an event like this in your town. And glad to hear the overwhelming, almost consensus here in the articles I read this morning, yesterday, as well, about the longevity of this of the tournament staying here in Ann Arbor. I mean, I know that there was, Ira, some skepticism about whether or not it could remain, and that seems to have subsided.
Yeah, I mean, there's still definitely – until you're signed, sealed, and delivered, there's no guarantees, so there's still apprehension. I'm still nervous about it because it's a great event. First of all, we should say that it's a destination Ann Arbor Chamber of Commerce kind of day. There's not a cloud in the sky. It's going to be beautiful, warm, and sunny. A great afternoon to come on out and watch some golf, or throughout the day for that matter if you don't have to go to work today. But I was – last week in particular, I was really nervous about the future of the event here in Southeast Michigan. But over the last couple days, talking to some people, not necessarily as much. They still have to get their more than likely have to get a new title sponsor, but they've got some people that are interested, and the tour really wants to stay here. The tour does really well in Michigan. We have the Grand Rapids event. We have the Toledo event. There's a new event in Midland. And so it does a great job. And say good morning to Keith Carbo, tournament director, as he walks by over here. And
see, I told you.
They've done a great job. The setup is great, both for the course and for the spectators. Every year they add new bleachers and new features. They have the Tito's Light, bar, and they have.
So fans coming out, they're coming to watch the golf. Maybe some first timers. What's your guide to taking in a golf tournament?
So that's a great question. Every tournament's a little bit different. You have to find where you're comfortable, where you're watching. Here, I think there's some really good spectator holes. I think 9's a really good hole to watch. Where they set the bleachers up, you can tell where they figured out where fans really like congregate. At Travis Point in particular, I think the best way to really watch this tournament is come out the first couple days and pick a player. So, like, if you can come out here at 8:43 this morning, Michigan golfer Ashley Kim, she's on Jan Dowling's team. Pick a golfer and start it in the first hole or the 10th hole, whichever they're teeing off, and walk the course. And you have a chance. You walk their pace, maybe get a little bit ahead of them so you can watch the shots. And then you find the spots where you think you see the best landings. The par threes are always great to watch because you can watch from tee to green. Par fours, you can see the tee shots, but in particular you get a really good view of the approach shots and then watch them coming in. If there's a little bit of elevation of the green as compared to the rest of the hole, you have a pretty good view of the rest of the hole. And so I think everybody has their own decision of what they like to watch and how they like to watch it. Like, you know, being down in Augusta, we were watching where people like to set up their chairs, and everyone's got their own, choice. You know, like the guy that's right here, he's got
so there are people that camp out at particular holes?
Correct. So you'll find a spot. So here, again, I would probably, just go and walk the course and then pick that spot. I really like 9. Obviously, 18 is a finishing hole. You're going to want to be there. They're around 16, 17, and 18. So at the 16th green, there's a bleacher setup. You can watch 16 greens, 17 tee, and I think you get a view of the 18th. 16 is a nice par 3, which if any player gets a hole in one there, they win a new car. Same thing happened for the amateurs yesterday, and no, I did not win a new car. I was nowhere close. Well, actually, one of my playing partners got a little bit close. It was kind of cool. You were like, does he have a chance here? It was close, but it was not quite, didn't quite get there. But it was I think those are the courses that are holes that are the best ones. I think 16 is a really good viewing hole here. 18 is a really good viewing hole. 9 is a really good viewing hole. So, I would do what my mom did yesterday with us. And my mom's done this now 3 years in a row. She's come out and she's walked 9 holes with me, the first 9 that I play. And that's what I would do the first things first. And like last year, what I did on the last day, I grabbed the leaders at their 10th hole, and I walked the last 9 with the leaders. And watching the leaders, the decision-making process and the shots they have to hit, and if you see a player in that group that's like two shots behind the leader and you're at maybe a par five and maybe there's a creek in front and you're like, do I want to go for it in two or do I not want to go for it in two? Well, if you're two shots back with a couple holes to play, guess what you're probably going to do? You're probably going to go for it in two because you want to have a chance to close that gap a little bit. Maybe for leading, you played a little bit more conservative. I like watching the strategy of the game, the shot making and the creativity, because when they're, you know, you don't hit great shots all the time. So you have to be creative with your next shots and you get a chance to see all that. So that's why I would walk, pick a group, walk with them. And there's a lot of great opportunities to do that. Like I mentioned, I played with Yanni Tseng yesterday. Well, she's playing with Catherine Kirk. Catherine's a terrific golfer. Yanni, former number one player in the world. I just saw her caddy and her bag go out to, I'm not sure if it's to the putting green or if it's out to the driving range. But there are some really some names on here that you'll recognize. Later on in the day, this afternoon, Cheyenne Woods is a name that people might recognize. Cheyenne, of course, is I always forget if it's niece or cousin, but of Tiger Woods. Mm-hmm. She's a pretty good golfer. There's some really good golfers that are on this course. Shan Shan Feng, who won it last year, she's the defending champ. She tees off this afternoon at 1:32. And so you have an opportunity to go out and watch these the best women in the world and have a chance to see them play a game that we are not nearly as good as they are, but it's a lot of fun to watch them play. And I'm looking forward to going out and watching. I'll watch a little today. I'm hoping to bring out Grace tomorrow, and then my goal is to be out here Sunday to watch to do what I did last year and watch the last nine holes of the leaders.
Yes, yeah, so I'm curious, and we can talk to Jan about this as well, but you play this course a lot. So I'm curious what gives you an advantage here. Is it the – and obviously this is a tease for the other side, but what gives you an advantage? Is it the – is it the long game, the golfer with that can hit it a ton? Is that what that's what puts you in favor in this tournament? We'll kind of get into the ins and outs of the course itself. And, of course, we'll have some representatives from the tournament, our resident golf ringer, Michigan women's golf coach Jan Dowling, going to join us at some point this morning as well. And definitely want to get into the impact, the impact economically here. You know, Ann Arbor, Washtenaw County, with this tournament. I mean, I've heard some numbers tossed around, but folks, I mean, this is, think about how impactful those game day Saturdays are, and this is like having another, maybe a couple more, Saturdays here, but in the summer. We'll get into that as well here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket, live on location. The Volvic Championship at Travis Point Country Club. Back on the other side here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.